Thoughts on Malachi, Malachi chapter 3 and 14 to 15. I want to do something similar to the previous discourse. I know I'm dealing with Malachi chapter 3, 14 to 15, thoughts on Malachi, but I want to look at the positive side of this. It struck me that Scripture is pretty full on this subject. Here are these Jews, in private and secret, they think, saying things, thinking things, feeling things, bitter things against God. But God knows all. Now, in the previous discourse, I was in Psalm 19, and that was a prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, and so on. In this discourse, I want to look at what you might call the duty. I did refer to the duty as well as the prayer in the previous discourse. But here it is clearly duty. It's 1 Chronicles chapter 28 and verse 9. It's the word of David to Solomon. And this is what David says to his son. And you, my son, having told the people of Israel, Solomon in particular, but the people of Israel, to keep to the covenant and obey the commands and follow the word of God, the commands of God. And he comes to this, and you, my son Solomon, acknowledge the God of your father. Acknowledge God and serve him with wholehearted devotion and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches every heart and understands every motive behind the thoughts. And I'll leave it there. But this is the point, you see. This is the positive. God does understand. God does read. God does know what's going on. David is giving this commission to Solomon, to Israel, but especially to Solomon. Keep the covenant. Acknowledge, serve, be devoted to God, and be devoted to God wholeheartedly. With your mind, be willingly obedient to God. Why should you be this? Because God reads every heart, he searches every understanding, he understands it all, he knows what's going on. He hears the word. Every heart, every motive, every thought, every word. It's all so secret and behind the scenes. But behind it all, and underneath it all, God can see it. Of course, the actions are vital. But here, God has gone deeper than the actions. He's probing into our very hearts, and he knows our mind. This command of David to Solomon surely plays up, doesn't it, the sin of the Jews in Malachi's day. David's prayer in Psalm 19, surely that, again, puts the sin of the Jews in Malachi's day into stark relief, and surely it puts mine. Surely it's yours too, my friend. God is reading my heart. He knows what I do, but he knows what I say, and he knows, he understands every thought and every feeling. Well, may God give us grace in word, thought, and deed to be utterly devoted to God. That's our prayer, Psalm 19. But it's our duty too. I know it was David to Solomon, but I believe we can apply it to ourselves. I'm sure this is the word of God to us. 1 Chronicles 28. We have the prayer, but we have the duty. Believer, unbeliever, God reads us like an open book, and that's exactly what we are to God. And in the day of judgment, all these books will be open. Yes, Psalm 139. God can read our thoughts, our hearts, our minds, our understanding. Wherever we go, we cannot hide from him. This is a searching thing, unbeliever. Act upon it. God knows. Turn to the Lord now while there is time. Seek him while he may be found, which is now. For now is the day of salvation. Unbeliever, how this should solemnize us, to make sure that every word, thought, and deed is to the glory of God. Whatever you do in word or thought or deed, or in any way, do all, everything to the glory of God.